Good morning.
My wife always tells me I'm going deaf, and she might have a point. How dangerous, right, is the job of a radio presenter wearing loud headphones?
Quite bad, really. Having really loud music playing into the ears can build up a lovely wax barrier, which then can cause the hearing loss as well, having too much wax in there.
Of course, you can have that wax removed, but is it causing long-term damage?
Not with the wax. We can remove that, but with the actual sound going in, if it's too loud, then yes, it is going to start causing issues later on in life. Your hearing loss actually starts at the age of 47, so it's quite surprising how young it can start. But ear defenders are a good thing to be wearing if you're in a loud environment.
I was born in 1974. You do the maths. I might be coming to see you. You've got a club, not necessarily for people like me, at the West Norfolk Deaf Association on Railway Road in Lynn. Who is it for, and how do you define someone being deaf?
So, Chat Club in Kings Lynn, which is starting up at our premises, we've already got three other chat clubs happening in different locations, but we're starting a new one in Kings Lynn to aim at people who have got hearing difficulties, who are struggling, bless them, and they will be able to attend our chat club with a partner. It could be a support worker, a friend, and it's literally to socialise, have a little discussion about any problems that they may be having with someone else who may have the same problem. We also have our hearing support, so they're able to have their NHS hearing aids retuned and also give out a supply of batteries. And we'll also have Norfolk County Council for the sensory support, which will help with people struggling in their homes with doorbells, TV listeners, loop systems, things like that.
Do you think a lot of people are in denial, though, about their hearing?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, there's a lot of people out there who say they haven't got a hearing loss, but it could be the partner who's actually saying, yes, you have got a hearing loss. The TV's so loud, and they don't think that the TV's loud. So it's when they get pushed that they start thinking and realising they need to do something about their hearing.
So this club might be an opportunity to open the door on that.
Definitely, yes.
We go and visit my old man, bless him. He's 82 and he is deaf, obviously, and he has hearing aids, but he doesn't wear them. And he doesn't realise how loud his telly is. And he's like, what do you mean? And like, it's on 99. But yeah. Do you know, there will be people like that who don't have hearing aids and just don't.
Definitely.
That's mad.
Definitely.
So when
a lot of people don't like wearing hearing aids because it is quite different sound for them. But it's worth wearing them because it can help improve life, but it can also help the brain to listen again, because it's not actually your ears that you listen with, it's your actual brain.
Yeah, but you can get hidden hearing aids, can't you? They're not all those ugly brown things that clunk on the top of your lug holes anymore, are they?
No, they're really fashionable nowadays.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess some people might shy away from it because, oh, you've got a hearing aid, you must be old. But it's not the case. It's not the case.
No. You don't go away not wearing glasses if you need to wear them. So it's the same with hearing aids. Definitely wear them.
Do you know, we were talking about the wax build-up, horrible subject, I know, and headphones loud. But, you know, it has been my job for 25 years. And when I did have that job done, and embarrassing, by the way, the doctor doing it knew who I was. I was like, oh, hello. Because I'm on the radio. But I came out of the surgery at St. James and I was walking up towards the library. And for the first time in about 6 months, so I could hear the birds sing. It was amazing.
Yeah. A lot of people will find that they will walk out of somewhere and find that the traffic is really loud, or it could be a bird song. So things do sound really, really loud at first, but over a couple of hours, it does get better for them.
All right. So this club for anyone and everyone, and you can take a partner too, like you said.
Yeah.
Starts on the 28th of Feb. Can we just turn up? Do we need to book?
No, you can just turn up. It's between 10 a.m. and 12 noon. And each month we will be doing a different activity. So it could be a game of like Beetle Drive. It could be chair yoga, or it could be a guest speaker that's here.